Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School, creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is an overview for the June 2015 Celestial Timings to kind of give you a sense of what to look for this month. And of course, everything that I'm going to speak about is gone into great depth in the written version of the timings as well as the weekly audios. I got a little carried away this time, and the weekly audios are longer because there's so many amazing things happening and I felt like I needed to give more understanding for. So this is just going to kind of touch on some of the highlights of the month and the remarkable opportunity that we have for really increasing the self-love factor. I feel like that's probably the biggest thing with Jupiter going to be with Venus when she retrieves her crown at the June solstice, and they're making their closest, they'll be within a third of a degree by the end of the month on June 30th, and then they'll make their exact conjunction in early July. We've got the underworld Mars and Mercury connecting with Aldebaran, the royal star that is also known as the key to the Silver Gate, and also at the galactic edge. Of course, the sun is going to be passing by Aldebaran as well, so it won't be visible in the sky, and we'll be sitting at the center of the galactic cross, which is letting us know that we are at the turning of a 26,000-year cycle. And not only does the sun cross this point, but so does Mars cross this point this month. So we have a double activation of the galactic cross in the month of June. We've got Mercury stationing direct on June 11th, and then the next day Neptune stations retrograde. And then as we get towards the end of the month, June 24th, Chiron stations retrograde. So we have three planetary stations. Well, Chiron's not technically a planet, but it's three stations going on, and one within 2 days, or two are within 2 days of each other, and that is powerful. When you have them happening one after another like that, can definitely create a powerful effect. So definitely worth tuning into those factors as well. And we also have the full moon on June 2nd, with Antares, and then of course the moon is going to be passing Antares by the end of the month. Antares is the key to the Golden Gate. We've got the sun with Aldebaran. We've got Mars and Mercury with Aldebaran, the key to the Silver Gate. I went into a great detail about what all that means in the written and also the audio versions of the Celestial Timings. Pretty magical time for this these goings on. We've got Uranus Jupiter trine, the activation of the Grand Fire trine, Vesta moving into Aries, and it begins a long journey, a like 9-month journey of Vesta in Aries, because Vesta's going to go retrograde in Aries as well. So I went into great detail about what that's all about, and Vesta shows up a couple more times throughout the month activations with the South Node and other ways. We also have the series of moon occultations that have been taking place going over Uranus. That's going to be also happening the day that on June 11th, the day that Mercury is stationing direct. And so that's going to magnify the power of that station point as well. And we also have the moon occultation over Aldebaran. So lots of stuff going on with Aldebaran, and a lot of stuff going on with Antares. And these were the two stars that some of the ancient cultures used to divide up the sky. So the way we divide up the sky now isn't the same as the way it's always been done. And they would know that when things were happening with those particular stars, significant things were afoot, big changes taking place. And we have also the moon in a series of occultations over Aldebaran that I've been speaking a lot about and writing a lot about over the last few months, since that started in January and will last until September of 2018. So that's a big piece that has to do with the cycle of the moon. We also have the new moon taking place in zodiacal alignment with a star called Betelgeuse that marks the shoulder of Orion and is one of the stars of the sometimes called the Winter Triangle. Some cultures call it Heaven's Gate. And so that's a powerful, powerful new moon happening on the 16th, right before the solstice. And of course, just within hours before the solstice, we're going to have Venus retrieving her crown chakra. She is returning as Queen of Heaven in her glory with Jupiter right there to welcome her and to support her and to, you know, to help expand the intention of this return of the crown chakra and her claiming her place and her divinity as the Queen of Heaven. And of course, for those who are in a personal Venus return cycle, a highly important time to be working with ceremonially. And Venus will be also going into Leo shortly before that and begins a long journey in Leo because of her retrograde in Leo that happens in July. So I think it's sometime in September when Venus will actually move into Virgo. And that's unusual. Venus is anywhere from 3 to 4 or 5 weeks in a sign, depending on how she's moving through the sky at any given time. But this is going to be several, actually like 3 months in the same sign due to the retrograde. So we also have the coming together at the end of the month of Venus and Jupiter. And I guess the way that I've been sort of looking at this is it's like a celebration. and the solstice, solar gateway, right. So we have Venus and Jupiter together at the solar gateway, at the crown chakra. This is something that doesn't happen very often. I looked it up and it's been over 200 years since we've had Venus and Jupiter at the solstice at a retrieval of a chakra gate, particularly the crown chakra. So this is huge and significant, and it feels like it exponentially increases the power and potency of the intention of this timing. So one of the things you may want to do is be sure to read what I wrote about ceremony and how to engage that. It doesn't mean you have to do anything, but oftentimes it's just the intention we hold in our heart. And if we can go out and be with these planetary configurations, if we can see the moon with Venus and Jupiter, if we can see the full moon passing by Antares, and both times that it passes by Antares, it will be absolutely full at the beginning of the month, and then as we get towards the end of the month, it will be waxing towards full when it passes by Antares. So two full moons, two very full moons with Antares, huge activation, very important. And so if you get a chance to see it, and the moon will be with Saturn the day before it passes by Antares. So these are really powerful activations. It's going to be a huge solstice time with all these planetary stations, and this, especially with the Venus, Moon, and Jupiter gathering that happens at the solstice this remarkable month of June 2015.